Brother Jill said that Sosomarkes was a type of leader who truly understood the principle taught by the Savior. And if any man among you be strong in spirit, let him take with him him that is weak, that he may be edified in all meekness, that he may become strong also. As a member of the branch presidency in Fortaleza, Brazil, Brother Marques and the other priesthood leaders developed a plan to reactivate those who were less active in his branch. One of those who was less active was a young man by the name of Fernando Araujo. Recently, I spoke to Fernando, and he told me of his experience. I became involved in surfing competitions on Sunday mornings and stopped going to my church meetings. One Sunday morning, Brother Marques knocked on my door and asked my non-member mother if he could talk to me. When she told him I was sleeping, he asked permission to wake me. He said to me, "Fernando, you are late for church." Not listening to my excuses, he took me to church. The next Sunday, the same thing happened, so on the third Sunday, I decided to leave early and avoid him. As I opened the gate, I found him sitting on his car reading the scriptures. When he saw me, he said, "Good, you are up early. Today we will go and find another young man." I appealed to my free agency, but he said, "We can talk about that later." After eight Sundays, I could not get rid of him, so I decided to sleep at a friend's house. I was at the beach the next morning when I saw a man dressed in a suit and tie walking towards me. When I saw that it was Brother Marques, I ran into the water. All of a sudden, I felt someone's hand on my shoulder. It was Brother Marques in water up to his chest. He took me by the hand and said, "You are late, let's go." When I argued that I didn't have any clothes to wear, he replied, "They are in the car." That day, as we walked out of the ocean, I was touched by Brother Marques' sincere love and worry for me. He truly understood the Savior's words, "I will seek that which was lost, and I will bring again that which was driven away, and I will bind up that which was broken, and I will strengthen that which was sick." Brother Marques didn't just give me a ride to church. The Corps made sure I remained active. They planned activities that made me feel needed and wanted. I received a calling, and the Corps members became my friends. Following his reactivation, Brother Araujo went on a full-time mission and has served as a bishop, stake president, mission president, and regional representative. His widowed mother and three sisters and several cousins have also entered the waters of baptism. When speaking about the work of the Aaronic Priesthood Quorums in his ward, Brother Araujo, who once again is serving as a bishop, stated, "Our rescue work is the focus in all three quorums of the Aaronic Priesthood. We have a list of each one of our lost sheep. The quorum presidencies, advisors, and bishopric divide up and go visit them on a regular basis. We not only visit the less active members, but we also visit the non-members and less active or part-member families. Activities are organized to reach each young man. We discuss each young man in our quorum presidency meeting and in our monthly bishops' youth committee meetings. In 2003, we managed to rescue five priests, one teacher, and two deacons who are now active in their quorums. We have also reactivated some families and have enjoyed the blessing of seeing some non-members enter the waters of baptism." As I reflected on the desire of these priesthood brethren to fulfill their sacred duties, spending the bulk of their time ministering instead of administering, these words of the Savior came into my mind, "For I was hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me." The Savior's example of going the extra mile to find his lost sheep is evident throughout the scriptures. What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 and go into the wilderness after that which is lost until he find it? The good shepherd knew when one of his sheep was missing. He numbereth his sheep, and they know him. And he calleth his own sheep by name. He went into the wilderness, which at times has been defined as a confusing multitude or mass, and he searched for that which was lost. We are not told how long it took the good shepherd to find the lost sheep or if others helped in the search, but we do know that they knew his voice and that he loved them. We also know that he did not give up, that he did go after that which was lost until he did find it, and that when he returned, the lost sheep was safely on his shoulders. And then he exclaims, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth." In Ezekiel chapter 34, we read the prophet's warning voice. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, "Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search after them. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherd search for my flock, I will require my flock at their hand." The Lord has always required that those he entrusts with his holy priesthood, including fathers, quorum leaders, and quorum members, be held accountable for his flocks. Brethren, we must search and seek out our flocks, and we must not allow our flocks to become meat to every beast of the field. In section 20 of the Doctrine and Covenants, the Savior teaches us many of our duties as priesthood holders and quorum members. The following action words and phrases underline his sense of urgency: watch over, take the lead, expound, visit the house of each member, pray, strengthen, warn, send, teach, exhort, baptize, and invite all to come unto Christ. I also felt the urgency in President Hinckley's voice when he stated, "Let us everyone resolve within ourselves to arise to a new opportunity, to a new sense of responsibility, a new shouldering of obligation to assist our Father in heaven in his glorious work of bringing to pass the immortality and eternal life of his sons and daughters throughout the earth." I am grateful for the good example of the shepherd who did not give up until he had his lost sheep safely home. For the examples of President Thomas S. Monson, who while serving as bishop left his flock in the care of the advisor and went to the West Temple garage to rescue Richard from a grease pit. Of Brother Marquis, who rescued Fernando from the ocean. Of a quorum advisor and various quorum members I am well acquainted with, who knocked on Scott's bedroom window every Sunday morning for 6 months, fellowshipped and loved him until Scott returned to the fold, and for the examples of many of you who have gone the extra mile until you have found that which was lost. Your efforts will have an eternal effect on the lives of your quorum members and their posterity for generations to come. They will be living testimonies of the promise given by the Savior when he said, "Feed the flock of God which is among you. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away, that ye may bring souls unto me, that ye may rest with them in the kingdom of my Father, and how great shall be your joy." May each quorum and each one of us individually, working in conjunction with the councils of the church, follow the example of our Lord and Savior, to take him that is weak, that he may become strong also. I bear humble witness that Joseph Smith was a prophet of God, that the Book of Mormon is scripture, that President Gordon B. Hinckley is indeed a prophet of God. I know that. that Jesus Christ is the Redeemer and the Good Shepherd, and that he lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.